Mayor, what brought about the need for the noise ordinance for the city of Mountain Home?
Heather, we've recently, I'd say within the last 6 to 9 months, something like that, have had some issues related to noise come up here in the community. Not very many of them, but it's all been sparked by a temporary situation that's going on at a place in Mountain Home. And when we got to looking at that and we got to hearing some complaints from people about it, we got to doing a little research, and what we currently had on the books for noise really didn't give us much ability to deal with that situation. And so we got to thinking about, what if a new business came into town, let's say a salvage yard. Somebody bought a piece of property and wanted to crush cars all day long, and they're sitting there making that repetitive noise over and over and over, that we really didn't have any way to regulate that. So some of our staff, the city attorney and folks, got to looking at noise ordinances in other communities. We decided on language from 2 or 3 different sources of noise ordinances, how we wanted to put something together. And it gives us the ability now that, let's say, a new business, a commercial business, or an industrial-type place came in, that we can now tell them what the rules are up front and what that restriction is going to be on them for noise that we did not have prior to last night.
You also attended the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District's commission meeting on Thursday, to where the sale of the neighbor's landfill was paused.
Yes, I did, Heather, and I was very glad that when we got out of that meeting yesterday, we were able to put this current sale of that facility on hold, giving us time to look for other alternatives and ways to eliminate that problem up there. As I told the board yesterday, I'm not familiar with a company that's looking to buy it, but to me, and I think most of the people of Baxter County, it really doesn't matter who the buyer is. We don't want to see the problem that already exists at Three Brothers get any larger. We've got a landfill up there now that's under closure by ADEQ. Everybody knows the history and the problems of that place. So there's now some strong evidence based on an October report from Harbor Environmental of contamination and some of the test wells and stuff. Why add more to it? So I told the board yesterday, until we knew more about other alternatives, I'd like for them to put that sale on hold. I asked them to stop the sale, but there's a lot of things going on dealing with that bankruptcy proceeding in the court and in Pulaski County Court that I understand that we don't necessarily have control over. The bankruptcy court does. So I said, well, if this has got to come back to the board ultimately for approval, let's instruct our attorney, which at this point, my understanding was the attorney, the board had already signed off and given him approval, so he was working on the closing. So basically, we instructed the attorney yesterday to go no farther forward with selling that landfill and giving us time to come up with some other solutions up there.
We did an interview with Fred Wool, who's the chairman of the commission at JP out of Boone County, for KTLO News yesterday, and he said that it's going to come down to a matter of finances, because there's going to have to be money spent to repair what's going on at the landfill right now, and it's either going to be, and I'm surmising his comments, the taxpayers' responsibility or this company's responsibility.
And I understand he brought that up in the meeting yesterday, Heather, and where I disagree with him there is the taxpayers of Baxter County didn't make this mess. This mess started in 1978 or 9, I believe, when the ADEQ permitted the first landfill up there. And they permitted that. The topography hasn't changed since that time. We had the same soil up there we've got right now. They should have never permitted it in the first place. And I know what the chairman is saying, that ADEQ is at some point in time going to say, we're not spending any more money up there. You got to take care of this yourself. The board has no money. They're defunct. And like I told the board yesterday, ADEQ started this mess in the first place. Let the state of Arkansas take care of it. Why should the people of Baxter County, who probably in 1979 fought this just like we're fighting it now, where's my liability in that? And I disagree with him in that respect, and we'll see where this goes to right here. I feel like today, Heather, the only way this is ever going to be settled is probably going to be in a courthouse somewhere. I don't see anything that's going to change along the way to keep it out of that system.